Classic. Glad to have you back. If you start off,
make these are little, weird chairs, right?
Yeah, no, right. I kind of lean up.
All right.
Just make some comments about what this tournament means to you. Obviously, it was your first win, and just kind of talk about your year last year also.
Yeah, the home means a lot to me. Growing up in San Diego, obviously, the Farmers is probably the most important tournament to me. But besides that, the Hope was always one you watched on TV. Never really made it over here, but always knew the desert was close. And obviously, getting my first win was about 5 years ago now. My second year on tour sort of validated me being on tour and what I can do out here. So, and then went in a couple more years in between wins, unfortunately. And then last year broke through with event in the playoffs in the FedEx Cup, which was really good. I mean, I guess I won early and then sort of lackluster there in between, but it's nice to get another W in a big time playoff event.
Okay, questions? Go ahead, Larry.
Does the end of one season hopefully mean a good start to the next season for you?
Well, usually for me that does, because we start on the West Coast and I'm familiar with all these golf courses, grew up playing all these golf courses. So usually I get off to a halfway decent start. Last year I didn't get off to the start I wanted to. Was a little injured at the beginning of the year with a wrist injury. So I don't know if that really means that you're going to get off to a good start. But you look at, I guess, the first two winners, it sort of means that. And they sort of finished the year pretty good. Mark Wilson played good at Disney. Gergis played good at Disney. Jonathan Bird played good at Vegas, obviously. So if you look at it this year, I guess it definitely does.
What's your most vivid memory of that win here? It was 3 years ago, wasn't it?
This is my sixth year on tour, so it's got to be four years ago. Okay. Yeah. My most, I guess, vivid memory was making the eagle putt in the regulation to get it into sort of, I wasn't in control. I think I was a group in front of Justin and John Rollins, and I birdied 17 and eagled 18. Sort of, I wouldn't say it came out of nowhere real fast, but that's sort of what I remember. And obviously the withstanding all the winds out there at the Classic Club was the other memory I have here. And obviously George Lopez just being a great host when he was hosting the event back then. Those are my memories out here in the desert.
Next.
Are you using one of the new Titleist balls?
I am not. I'm actually using an 07. I use the softest ball that Titleist has. It's a Pro V107. It's a black Pro V107. I'm a guy that I guess I don't really need as much distance as the X ball or the harder balls, so I enjoy the softer balls. So that's why I use an 07 golf ball.
We have a guest.
You got a question?
What kind of hair products do you use?
Whatever wife buys, I mean, it usually works pretty good.
That's the same as I do, so
yeah,
it's perfect.
Yeah, so you're on the right page. Yeah, that's exactly. That's the Charlie Hoffman starter kit right there.
Exactly. All right. Go ahead.
How do I follow that? Can you talk about the job that Larry Thiel has done here? Obviously, much was made last year about the highest-ranked player in the world being Mike Weir when he was 37, I think. He's got three of the top 33 and now, and I think five of the top 50 or so. I guess, can you talk about what he's done, and do you think this tournament is kind of getting back to progressing, if you will?
I really don't know what he's done, but whatever he has done, it's a great thing. I mean, the Hope has always been one of the best events. I remember, back to the memories of watching it on TV, watching the Presidents play, watching the great golfers play. But I think one of the reasons is that is the Hope sort of getting back to the traditional golf courses again that playing. We played three or two here at PGA West. La Quinta is a great golf course, and then we got Silver Rock. I've always said I enjoyed playing all, like a Bermuda. If it was up to me, we'd play all four golf courses right here in PGA West. I don't think a better recipe could be than that. Everybody comes in one spot and then sort of go from there, and I think you get the whole community together when you do that. And who knows, I'm not a tournament director or anything, but I think they're getting back to the old style that was